We do a lot of goofing around, but we do occasionally get serious.
Occasionally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris Kane joining me as well, Coach. Appreciate you coming on with us today as well. And two out of three this weekend against Texas A&M. Coach Van Horn this week cautioned the media members, and I guess probably the fan base too, to not get too concerned about what they've seen so far. And baseball is truly one of those things that is a work in progress. And I guess on the offensive side of things, that's been the thing that a lot of people have been concerned about from the an inconsistency standpoint to some degree. And you look at it this weekend where you guys bang out 12 runs on Saturday and then, you know, squeak out a victory on Sunday. I know you guys will take them however you get them, but anything you can put your finger on from a hitting coach standpoint to what the deal is from a consistency standpoint?
Well, you know, we go to Nebraska and we have the bad doubleheader in one day, and it was somewhat surprising. And then Friday night with A&M, they have a good pitcher on Friday night that's 92-95, and we have the three runs that we scored and trying to hold on to it, which we do not. But you would think that we could have added to the three, you know, during the game, scored maybe one or two more runs to put them away. Then Saturday we do a guys do a great job, 15 hits, 12 runs. I mean, that's kind of what you're looking for. Sunday, 11 hits, 12 hits, 2 runs, something like that. With Whites have had about 6 runs. But, you know, can I put my thumb on it? You know, I think that right now working on shortening the swings, the guys have done a good job of putting the ball in play through this past weekend. But the confidence, just not to beat these guys down. They had a tough week last week. To continue to build them. I think we have enough to do what we want to do as a program. Our pitching staff is outstanding. I think right now is to put the three phases of the game together. The pitching's been there all year. The defense and the hitting needs to come. So it's just to prepare for the next 4 weekends of SEC and try to get to postseason.
How hard is it to make adjustments through the season versus trying to do it in preseason camp?
And what a good question that is. I mean, you know, a lot of times I look back this year, we had 2 practices, and these are not excuses. These are just facts. This is a fact. Before South Carolina, we had 2 outstanding practices. We go to South Carolina, we get 35 hits. They're ranked in the top 6 or 8, and we go in there and just put it to them. We didn't practice much from South Carolina, you know, till 3 or 4 weeks later. Did not get on the field much at all, couldn't work defense. We're trying to address that. We're trying to repair some swings to continue to build these guys. They can do these things if they want to achieve. And it was tough. I'm just excited today. It's 65 degrees. The sun is out. Of course, today's a day off. I know it's going to rain in the morning. We'll play OU tomorrow night. Looks like we'll get that game in. But I think practice, getting on the field is important. You know, I think we get better towards the end of the season if you keep up with our program. We play well later in the season. I think it's because of the weather. And the other thing I'm telling our guys right now is our pitchers, you know, they're throwing 94, 98 like Colby Suggs. He might throw 100 when it gets 90 degrees. And then our hitters, you know, when the heat rises, the ball travels more. So we should start heating up those bats hopefully a lot more than what we have thus far.
University of Arkansas Associate Head Coach Todd Butler joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline. And you already alluded to this a little bit, Coach, and I hate to retread, but I do want to ask because there is a different mentality because we always look at a stat as hitting with runners in scoring position, and you alluded to it a little bit there. It's not just hitting at times. It's really more so an issue of timely hits because you guys are in many cases, getting guys on. It's just a matter of getting them home.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know, we went to Arizona State. I think we were 2 for 20. With runners in scoring position. Well, there's not a team on the planet that's going to win with 2 for 20, you know, with runners second or third or second and third or bases loaded. So, yeah, it's something that, you know, you try to address and get the timely hit, but it doesn't happen all the time. But I'll tell you this, there's a lot of demands placed on this offense right now, and we're working hard at it. And they've got to get in their mind that they can, and we need to keep building them with confidence. They had a good weekend this weekend. They swung the bat, I think, Saturday. They hit 15 balls on the nose. And I know the expectations are high. We've got to pick it up. And the demands, they're coming. And we have 4 weekends left in SEC. We need to make a move. It's still out there. And from the offensive side, we need Picachello to step up more. Brian Anderson and Tyler Spoon have done a fantastic job. Joe Serrano was outstanding this weekend. Jordan Ferris is the big surprise. He has the five RBIs and has an outstanding weekend as a freshman. And I think that's a huge incentive for our offense to see a freshman compete like he does. You know, yesterday was a scary moment with Wise making the throw to third and throwing out the base runner. He hits his hand on the bat, and, you know, his next few at-bats were not very good. Part of the reason is because his hand was hit the bat, and it scared all of us. We thought we'd just lost him with a broken hand, but hopefully he's going to be fine. But, yeah, we've got work to do. But there's no better time than today. And the sun's out. The weather's getting warmer. We'll just keep working at it.
Coach, a couple years ago, we came up from Channel 7 to a special, and one thing that stuck out in my mind that you said was, you're on an island, and you got to hit your way off of it. Talk about the mentality that you preach to these guys to get them off that island.
Well, I tell you what, you know, Tony Fernandez, the great shortstop that played in major leagues, he said he never, you know, they'd always complain that he didn't walk. And he said, you can't walk, you know, based on balls off the island. You had to hit your way to the United States. You know, I really believe in this league, the SEC, they're not going to walk you. And they're going to throw strikes. And you have to take that fastball away. And that's the mentality. Now, I know at times, I know that we sit there and go, swing the bat and be aggressive. Trust me, I want to swing the bat more than our opponent. So if they swing the bat 72 times in a game, we want to swing it 75 or 80. So a moving bat is a dangerous bat, and that's the only way to get hits, and that's the only way to drive people in. So we're definitely talking about that.
Arkansas Associate Head Coach Todd Butler joining us on the Revolution Hotline. You know, Coach, I guess the thing I love about college baseball, one of the many things, is that it's a great equalizer, and you see schools that, you know, in some cases you've never heard of. I know you guys ran into this a little bit in Arizona. One of the losses came to a school, and people were like, who is that exactly? So,
yeah.
But then, you know, you see smaller schools that are able to rise up and beat some of the top 10 teams. We saw, you know, Arkansas Little Rock went over and took a couple of games from Oklahoma the other day. So that's so cool about college baseball. To me, it's one of the really unique things versus like a football or basketball situation where that's such a rarity.
Well, you know, the momentum is on the mound, period. Whoever's pitching has the momentum, whoever has the best pitcher. That's the only momentum that I know in the game. But let me tell you a story that you guys will appreciate. In 1997, Alabama was coaching at Alabama. We played LSU the final SEC weekend, the two best two teams in college baseball trying to win the league. On a Saturday, we beat them 28-2 with 31 hits. All right, I'm going to say it again, 28-2. We beat LSU with 31 hits.
Oh,
so my point is, it's never as good as it seems, and it's never as bad as it seems. Skip Bertman, after the game on Saturday, the winner of Sunday's game the next day would be the SEC champion for regular season. He takes his team down the line, and he says, guys, get in here. He says, it's never as bad as you think. He said, those guys are so exhausted from running the bases, they're going to be tired tomorrow, and we're going to win. And we lost 6-4.
Oh,
and
man.
And we played them for the national championship. So baseball's a different game. It's, you know, like last week, I'm going, how can this happen? Well, we need to get better. I think last week maybe hopefully is the last wake-up call for our offense to wake up, to know that they can, to be aggressive, to swing the bat, and to get us where we need to be. Because we need to join that pitching staff, because that pitching staff has done a fantastic job.
Coach, I want to get real for a minute now. I don't know how honest you want to be on this, but I'm going to ask you
We're
anyway.
Get real.
Okay. You know what? Guys in the media, we don't really know anything, but we talk. And so the philosophy is among some of the fans and the media members is that when you go to the SEC tournament, because of the way it's juxtaposed to a regional, which, again, if you're a top-flight program like Arkansas is, you know, going to a regional, super regional, make it to the World Series, that's what it's about. It's not necessarily as important to win the conference championship. So there is a philosophy or somewhat of an agreed upon thought process that maybe teams don't want to go as deep into the conference tournament as you might think. I mean, maybe winning a conference title is not as important as setting up your rotation for the regional and beyond. Is that something that actually comes up, or is that just a media and fan construct that we've sort of assumed is true?
Well, it's, you know what I'm going to answer? I'm going to be real and I'm going to answer your question. Okay. Coach Van Horn wants to win that tournament. I can tell you that. I mean, he wants to win that SEC tournament. And last year, we went in there saying, we're going to win this thing. And next thing I know, I get off the bus, and we're all back on the bus headed home. Okay? A team that we played in the SEC tournament that went deep into the tournament last year, one of the coaches came up to me and he said, hey, y'all go home, get some rest, you'll be in the College World Series. Now, we just lost two games. And I'm getting on the bus that I just got off of, heading back home, and I'm going, this guy, what is he talking about? But you know what? I knew what he was talking about. I'd been there. We came back, gave our team some rest, then we practiced two-a-days, morning and afternoon, and that team made it to the College World Series. But here's the point, or to answer your question, we need to win that tournament. I don't think we've ever won the tournament here at the University of Arkansas. I know in 1999, Arkansas made it to the finals, but it'd be nice to win the SEC tournament for the first time.
There's no question.
But before that, we need to make it. We need to make it to the tournament first.
There you go. Coach, when you guys look ahead, I mean, the one thing that you can definitely say is when you look at, just from a standing standpoint, and I guess it depends, you can look at matchups, but you guys have played the tougher part of your SEC schedule. You still got Kentucky sitting out there, but the majority of the teams you played are, you know, towards the top or around the top or at the top of the division.
And the country.
Yeah, that's true, too. Exactly. That's part of playing in the SEC, I guess. But, you know, certainly some opportunities down the road, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here in SEC play.
Well, there are. But, you know, just like, you know, playing A&M this weekend, I mean, we're in total control of the ball game. We feel, you know, good other than we have three runs and they have one. I would like to have had six runs. But, you know, we didn't close the game out on Friday, and A&M beats us. And then yesterday, we have 11 hits and two runs. I mean, we should have 11 hits and at least five, six runs, put them away. But that's kind of what we're talking about with our guys offensively. Put a team away, easier said than done sometimes. But this is the SEC. The team that is in last place can sweep you. I mean, it doesn't make a difference. And right now, it's about being the most focused University of Arkansas Razorback baseball team that we can possibly be. And I keep saying our pitching has been fantastic, as we all know. Our bullpen is really good. Our defense needs to step up like it did this weekend, and our offense needs to continue to grow so we can, you know, have all three phases of the game going.
We already talked about anybody on any given day, which, again, makes college baseball so cool to me. When you were at McNeese, do you have a signature win that you look back to as far as being one of the big boys when you were playing?
Well, you know what? We went to Ole Miss. I have a couple of stories. I was at McNeese State, knew we had a good club, and we went to Ole Miss on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and I felt like they were a parrot on a perch. They were ranked in the top 10, and I told the team, parrot on a perch. We're going to pop them, knock them down, try to get them. We won both games, shocked them. Of course, McNeese State, they didn't even know where we were from, but they knew when we left. And then that same team went to the Rice Regional. Rice won the national championship, and we have them 2-0 in the eighth inning, game one of the regional. And I'm going, we're gonna get it done. We lost 3-2 in the 10th. Oh. So, you know, those were two good games, you know, David and Goliath-type stories.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing at this time of the season is, as a coach, is building these guys to have confidence, to carry it into the games, to keep improving. And right now we're trying to play catch-up with these teams that are above us. And we need to close that gap, keep building that confidence, and continue to improve all phases of the game.
One last thing as far as the midweek series here with Oklahoma. You guys have your rotation set. I know Poche has been a midweek guy, wasn't last week. What are your plans with him, and do you guys have your rotation set for this week?
You know, I have no idea right now because I haven't even been in the office to be able to visit with Coach Van Horn and Coach Jorm. Mm-hmm. But about to head in. I know OU has a good team. They have a pitcher that pitches on the weekends that throws 100 miles per hour. Or if not 101, and he'll be a first-round pick. I don't know if he'll pitch any against us tomorrow night, but they have a good club. You know, they're within our region. It's important for both teams to, you know, come out with a victory for maybe later in the season, but only one will win. So we need to be really prepared. You know, we've had two wins in a row. We need to put a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, and keep building on stacking wins in a row. I think that's important to our team right now.
Coach, appreciate the time so much. Good luck this week.
We appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Coach.
That is Todd Butler, Associate Head Coach, University of Arkansas. Appreciate him making some time for us. Again, Arkansas wins 2 out of 3 this weekend against A&M. Easily could have been a sweep.
Yes.
Heartbreaker as the bullpen could not hold it together on Friday night in the opener. But
What is it? What does RJ call it? Slammerama-roo.
Slammerama-roo.
It really hurt him.
It's fun when you hit one to win it. We had Brady Toops on earlier in the year talking about his great grand slam that propelled Arkansas into the next round of the NCAAs. That's fun.
Yeah.
But when you lose with a grand slam or a slammerama-roo.
Slammerama-roo.
Really sucks to high heaven.
A-roo.
Slammerama-roo.
Exactly. Big Baby Dynamite drop
Thank
in.
Thank you, Big Baby.
This segment brought to you in part by my friends at Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. You know where that is, right? Exit 121 in Benton, Arkansas. In fact, we'll be there again soon. Next week, in fact.
That's how soon.
That's exactly
how soon. That's
how soon. Yeah,
I
know. It's almost like it'll be here before you know it. Kind of like the NFL draft, which is also this week.
How about that? Thursday.
Crazy.
I feel like there hadn't been as much coverage this year. Maybe I just haven't watched ESPN enough.
We've got a lot of Arkansas guys who are going to be watching closely, and they'll be joining us in the zone as we go through the week. Yeah. Niall Davis, Chris Gregg on the lineup this week. We'll be visiting with them, among others. So
good deal.
Yeah. But Landers, Chrysler, Dodge.